Good morning. 11:07. Yeah. Daylight savings time. Mountain savings time. Mountain daylight time? Yeah, that's an MDT, mountain daylight time. 11:07. It's beautiful. Beautiful morning. It is really lovely. Pretty much clear blue sky. It's a little bit of cloudiness off to the south. It's a little bit of cloudiness off to the way off to the northwest. It's a clear sky right here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. A lovely, if somewhat off balance, morning because of daylight savings. I missed a pen auction because it closed at 6, and I thought, oh, well, I'll be up by 6. That's for, you know, I can't remember the last time I slept until 6. There have been 0 days since I slept until 6. Because this morning it was 6:30. My buddy said 5:30, but the clock said 6:30, and of course I missed the auction. It was a throwaway. I didn't... Not real invested in it, or I would have left a bid overnight. Maybe it'll get relisted. I've noticed that a lot of off-brand, off-the-wall auctions tend to come back again in a day or two. I have enough pens to last me for a while. And I still have some more coming in, so... I used up the ink finally in my Wingsung 612. Red Dragon from Daimon. Beautiful color. God, I love that red. It's not an in-your-face red. It's a very dark red. What's the matter here? Anyway, the temperature is up for negotiation. The temperature, the official temperature, says 42. Outside my back door says almost 50. I think almost 50 is closer. The official temperature often lags. I'm messing with my phone. I'm starting to keep notes, but I can't get the Samsung Notes app to open, and I can't seem to get the phone to reboot. With it. Anyway, I chose to go with the light hoodie, just one instead of the usual two. And my fingers are cold, but for the most part, I'm pretty warm. It's a nice morning. So, I've already got some writing in this morning. I've got, paid a little visit to Roger Mulligan and Shackelford House this morning. leading up to introducing the cat. The cat should be fun. I'm really looking forward to getting to the cat part. I have a little bit of front end work, a little bit of stage business to handle before we actually introduce the cat and how the cat changes life at Shackleford House. Played City Skylines a little bit yesterday. I don't seem to be able to get beyond the really early game. I'm out of money all the time, And that becomes critical when you need more housing in order to make more money, and you're spending more than you're earning. So you can't increase your tax base by adding more without spending money, and you can't spend money you don't have. I'm trying to avoid loans, but it may come to be necessary. I need to rewatch that video. It was really interesting watching this guy go through the process of creating his city, and his entire focus was, I don't want to make a pretty city, I want to make a functional city. Oh, here comes my friend with her little Scotty dog. She's on this side of the street today. Good morning. Good morning. Good, hanging in. How about you?
Good. It's beautiful out today.
It is. It's the wrong time, but it's a good day. The obligatory complaint about daylight savings. The only thing that really changed was the clock. The day is still the day, despite the fact that today it's 11 o'clock and yesterday, at 11 o'clock, the sun was a little bit further south. Toward the south. That's it. I mean, really, the question really is not how do I measure it, but how do I count it? Or not how do I count it, but how do I use it? I have to wordsmith that a little bit. It's not how I count it, it's how it counts. It's how I make it count. That's a little better. So I've read a lot. The weekly stats for my phone are really interesting to see how what I'm reading really has a significant effect on the amount of time I spend reading. The better the book, the more I read. The less engaging the book, not too surprisingly, and conversely, the less I read. Because I haven't seen last week's numbers yet. The week before, I only read 14 hours. Now this is in comparison to my normal, which is someplace between 20 and 24 hours a week. And I was down by 10 whole hours because I wasn't reading. I'd read for the half hour or so it took me to have my breakfast and read over lunch, and when lunch was over, so was the reading, and I put it down and walked away. Which says a lot about the quality or the engagement I had. I won't say the quality because the quality is just way too subjective. What the hell is going on here? think it's basketball. They're putting on a roof. The gang is still working. It's Sunday, but they're still working over on the other side of the walk here. But it sounded like I was hearing the pneumatic hammers. Snap, 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 snap. I think it was a basketball. Anyway. What was I reading before I read? The book before I'm reading now. What was it? Berenson. It was really good. And then I picked up this Conjuring of Wolves and The Binding of Blood. Now, this is the current book two in the series. Really engaging. I really like the magic system. I really like the character. Keeping track of the transformations and making sure that the main character is wearing the right mask, for lack of a better term, for the context. It's fascinating. It's fascinating to watch this. It's fascinating to watch how this story is developing. I'm enjoying it a great deal. And I've been reading more. I know I've been reading more because I find myself in my chair. Come on, get ready. Sit with me. Monk Post. I find myself in my chair after lunch, an hour after lunch, still reading. So, you know, some books have it, some books don't. Spending a lot of time going through samples. It's like, no. No. More and more I'm running across books that are... They get me to the sample and then they want me to pay $8 for the book. And I'm like, you know, it's pretty good, but it wasn't $8 book. $8 good. Blah, 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 blah. Clearly too old to be president. You have to be a little crazy to want that job. So I'm not sure what's causing this inflation in self-published books. It used to be you could see the look at the price and say, yeah, not self-published. I have to do a little more work to find self-published books these days. Oh my God. What the... We got what? 4 people. 3 people. 4 dogs. Bicycle. Trucks. Give these people some room. Extra, a little extra space. Dogs were well behaved. There's only one that decided he wanted to bark at me. Give me a little woof. But yeah, I'm enjoying this series. I have so many samples. Oh my God. I've got so many samples built up. I've been collecting samples as they roll by. There's a lot of really interesting looking things in my future. Holy crap, there's a lot of crap rolling around. I've been forced, sort of, not really, I could just ignore it, but I've been forced to start muting authors on Mastodon, because they're people who only post to promote. And for the same reason, I would not be too surprised if people unfollow or don't follow or block or whatever me on Instagram, because the only thing I ever post is that tree picture. Occasionally a bonus shot, which in a certain sense is promotional material, but you sort of have to recognize it as promotional material in order to understand what that picture is all about. But and I keep running into the self-published forum on Reddit too. I'm a member of that Reddit. I rarely post, although I will comment quite frequently on people who are confused about. I wrote a whole book. It took me 5 years, and nobody wants to read it. Dude, you wrote a book. Celebrate the fact that you wrote a book and you managed to work your way through the publishing process. Now, do it again. And again. And again. And again. Because till you've done it enough, nobody really cares. And then they get into the, oh, well, you have to spend $10,000 a year on advertising. No. That actually is probably a waste of money. Even if you break even. What would you have gained by not advertising and selling a tenth of the numbers without incurring the expense that wiped out whatever positive revenue you might have had? Now, from a tax standpoint, just having finished my taxes, from a tax standpoint, there's a certain attraction to reducing one's tax burden by wasting money on advertising. But I'm only going to get, if I'm lucky, I'm only going to get a third of that money back in tax savings. So why don't I just not and pay the tax and call it good? I mean, the whole thing is silly. I have very few expenses anymore because I'm not traveling. I don't have to buy any software. I bought a new computer, but it was for gaming. It was not for my business. There's no way I am going to justify that as a business expense. And to begin with, in the second part, it was too small an amount to make any difference. But the idea that they need to talk up their book all the time, or nobody will buy it, nobody will sell it. And it's like, maybe. I, I'm cognizant of the fact that the market has changed a lot in terms of micro market, in terms of individual positioning of an author in a market space. But the people I see who are most confused are the people who are spending $10,000 to publish their first book and then wondering how they're ever going to publish a second book. Dude, you should have thought of that before you published your first one. So I try to help out with some concrete. There was one guy, it's like, how do you justify spending that much money on a book that you don't? It's your first book. I was like, well, A, you don't spend that much money. It's really easy. What you need to do is publish your first book. What you need to do is publish your fifth book, or your sixth, or your seventh. And it has to be something that people are going to buy. People who are bemoaning their memoirs. I'm sorry, you're just not that interesting. That's sort of like cold, but there's a reality there that if you write something that nobody reads, and not very many people read memoirs, and those that do read memoirs of famous people, but if you write in a genre, in a niche, that very few people read, very few people will read your book. And it comes down to market penetration. How many people of the available ones do you need to reach before you'll find enough to cover your expenses? And in a small niche, a niche where not very many people read, that percentage goes way up really fast. And that means it's going to cost more time and money and effort to reach them. So, anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.